Welcome to Shooting It with Jamie K.
Welcome to Shooting It with Jamie K. I am your host, Jamie Corrales, here with you for a 42nd episode, 42. We are so close to 50. I hope I don't die before 50. Both the age and the number episode. Tonight, we have on the show Hans Lam Barboza. He's a filmmaker from the UK, originally from Mexico, but I guess he lived in Costa Rica and Canada for a while. I don't know. He's a world traveler. Very interesting guy, very funny guy. He is going to be launching a Kickstarter very soon to fund his short film, Good Girl. I read the script, I made a couple of suggestions about it, and I think it'll be a really interesting horror short film once it's executed. No pun intended. It was kind of intended. Anyway, moving on. Joining Hans tonight will be Mike Malkiewicz. No surprise there, he's been on every single show for like the past 10 episodes. And I was thinking back, I was actually talking to my good friend Gary today, Gary Gerber Miller. He's going to be making an appearance on the show very soon. He lives in Florida. He was in a band for a while, but he got kicked out. And we were actually recording an episode, but we had a lot of technical difficulties, and so that'll have to wait. But I was talking to him, and we were talking about the end of the year poll for 2013, and that poll really just blew shit up in terms of this show. Mike, who was voted best guest, wound up becoming a Shootin' It staple. You know, he's done the show more times than anyone else. He's no longer a guest. He's actually a fundamental cast member on Shootin' It with Jamie K. And the person who's voted least favorite guest, I haven't spoken to in like 3 or 4 months now. Whenever that poll went up, that was pretty much the last time we were on speaking terms. And as a result of that, we wound up losing Kenny. Maybe I'll have to think twice before doing a 2014 poll. But honestly, it was really interesting, really fun. Gary and I were talking about that and how he wound up placing even Steven. He got third in favorite guest, and third in least favorite guest. And he's just, I don't know. Gary's so just difficult to deal with. But he's also a really interesting guy once you piss him off and he gets a little comfortable. Definitely a favorite in terms of my personal preference. And I'm not just saying that because I grew up with Gary. Gary's just an entertaining kind of guy under the right circumstances. Otherwise, you know, you might get a much more reserved Gary, and that isn't as interesting. But again, I'm going to go back to tonight's guest because I just completely went off track. We have Mike Malkiewicz joining Hans Lam Barboza. Along with him, Brandy Martinez, who actually has a show starting up soon called Smoke Break. I'm going to be producing it. And another person with the show is Jack Vieira, host of The Flip Side on Wicked 102. I honestly don't know. I've done his show a couple of times. He's a funny guy. He has his own radio show with another dude named Frank. And now they're working with a third co-host, and that's a female, and I don't know her name. She was on the show when I went on to promote the Extractor Kickstarter campaign. And on the subject of the Extractor, I am up to $492, which isn't a whole lot. But for our target goal of $800, that's actually pretty good. Considering that we're targeting the Kickstarter toward a very niche audience, you know, most people aren't into comic books. $492 out of $800 isn't that bad. We're more than halfway toward our target goal. We have 3 weeks left, and you can donate today and win a cool prize. You know, you can have a book cover drawn up. You can have me write one of your essays or a short story or a script. If you're a person with a lot of ideas but you don't have the writing talent, if you pledge enough money, I will write that for you. Joel will design something for you. Or if you just want to buy an issue of the book, digital or print, you can do that through Kickstarter right now. Just go to Kickstarter.com and search The Extractor or Jamie K, and I'm sure that'll come up immediately. Any and all help is much appreciated. We love everything we get from that campaign. Even the people who have donated a single dollar, it is hugely appreciated. All right, maybe not hugely, but it is somewhat appreciated. And back on the topic of Kickstarter, you know, Hans, he's going to be launching his short film through Kickstarter. Well, he's going to be funding it through Kickstarter. So needless to say, I'm a little nervous for him. Not because he's not talented, but just because Kickstarter is so 50-50. It can go one way or it can go the other. And if you don't mass advertise on a daily basis through social media or get people with a large followership to back your campaign and want to promote it, it's going to be, you'll have a really difficult time. And I hope I can help Hans out by having him on the show today and also by promoting his upcoming fundraiser through whatever means I can. And on that note, I do have a little bit of exciting news. The book I'm working on right now, which is tentatively titled Clever Animals, I've talked about it briefly in the past, but I'm going to go into a little bit more detail today. It's about three teenage boys who break into the house of a pedophile looking to rob him. He's a well-off sex offender. And in the middle of their burglary, he comes home. And the entire book is about the repercussions of that. And I wrapped up my first draft, I think, about a month ago. And I've been doing rewrites since then. And a couple of weeks ago, I got approached by a filmmaker located in the UK, really talented indie guy. He hasn't directed a film before, but he's done short films. He's done commercials that were broadcast mainstream on television. And he's been a fan of my writing for some time. We had a couple of different talks last year about potentially collaborating on something, and then they just kind of like fizzled out. You know, it was more so a gauge of interest, you know? And I got approached by him just the other day to work on an idea that he had for a script. And I was like, hey, you know, that sounds a whole lot like what I'm working on right now. You want to check this out? And he said, sure. And I passed off my manuscript, and he looked over it, and he was really into it. He loved it. And as of right now, it looks like the book that I'm currently working on may be turned into a feature film. And that's really, really awesome. But there is, of course, a little bit of a problem. I don't even know if it's really a problem as much as it is just a pain in my ass. My book takes place in a fictional Massachusetts town that is loosely based off of Boston, Quincy, Braintree, and Amherst. However, as I stated before, this director is from the UK, and he's never been to America. He has no intentions on filming in America, so in order for this to get made, I'm going to have to relocate the scenery and the characters to Southern England. And I've never been to Southern England. I have no information about Southern England other than the fact that people from around that area have weirder accents, weirder British accents than other people who are from London and cities like that. Or townships, or whatever the fuck they call them in England. So I'm going to have to write a script based off of all secondhand information from movies and television of how I think British people talk and act. Luckily, I am pretty well-versed in terms of UK cinema, UK literature, so I don't think it'll be cringeworthy bad, but it's just the fact that I have to relocate it to a place that I've never been before and have not even the slightest clue what the location is like. It's going to be a little bit difficult. I'm also working on a film project right now, one that I intend on directing. I'm not going to be directing the adaptation of Clever Animals. I wrote a treatment. I ran it by someone who you guys are familiar with because it is specifically written for one person who's been on Shootin' It before. And it looks like all things are a go for that. I had a meeting today with the superintendent of Quincy Public Schools, and I am looking to start production on a film. I don't know if it's going to be a short film or just one that meets the 50 to 70 minute mark, barely. But I'm looking to get a film started as of late June or early July, and I'm looking to film it at school.
What?
I tell you what, I'm going to put this out there. I need crew members. I need people who can hold boom mics. I need people who can do lighting. And if you are interested in doing that, then hit me up at shootinitpod@gmail.com. And you can contact me if you're going to be in the Massachusetts area or you just want to come hang out, work on set, and be a crew member for free. You know, you can come here on your own dime. I'm not going to pay you. everybody else is working for free, including myself. And I'm probably going to have to pay quite a bit of money to do certain things. But if you want to get an IMDb credit, you want to work with me, you want to collaborate, come on out this June or July, and we'll make something happen. Anyway, why don't we get to this interview? I'm going to call up Hans and Mike at the same time. And yeah, we'll get this interview rolling. Welcome back to Shooting It, Mike. And I should also preface that Hans is also on the line. We had an audio mishap. And I thought we were recording, but we actually weren't. So instead of calling him up, like we usually call the guest up, he's already on the line. So Hans, why don't you say hello to the listeners and Michael.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, listeners.
You two were just talking about Tinder. And of course, we know that for Mike, Tinder has been just a horrible failure. But how's it been going for you, Hans?
Well, at first I got it because I have this friend from Belgium who's all smooth and French, and apparently it's worked for him. So before I installed it, he was the one that pestered me to get it. But as soon as I would ask something weird, which always happens, they would stop replying.
Like what? Hold on. What would you ask that would be weird?
Just, I don't know, just anything. I lack a filter, so I'm not smooth with the ladies. So I would, I don't know, go on tangents that have no end, and then when I look back at the conversation, it's just this clouds of text that I've sent and gotten nothing in return, and then they just never talk back.
Ew, you sent like multiple texts at a time, and then she would just send like one thing like, ha ha ha.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Oh my god, creepy. What a creep. I would send stupid shit.
How many cluster texts would you send in a row? Like 4 or 5, or are we talking like
48.
Here's the thing, they would ask something, and then I just go on tangents, and then when I realize that I've sent like 3, that's when I stop, but that's when they also stop.
What would you consider worse, Mike? Do you think like 3 or 4 texts that are somewhat short, or just one big body paragraph?
One is bad enough.
Mm.
I would send like hello, just a simple, and then it was like no. So I was like, all right, this is just a waste of my time.
Well, I got more than hello back, so I guess I got cocky, and that's why it didn't work at first.
Did you ever wind up trading numbers with anyone?
Well, that's the thing. One of them I've actually gone on a date with, and I was just the people that I've told about this is that I knew that she was good when during our date we were just walking around after having a drink, and we walked past the strip club, and she said that the guy that owns it is a real creep, but he's a millionaire. So then I said, if you're a millionaire, you can pretty much pay people to eat your shit. And for whatever reason, in my head, I thought it would be a good time to ask her how much you would take for her to eat my shit.
Oh, man. Are you
and
fucking
instead
kidding?
Of, shut up. So I literally said,
how much would you eat my shit?
I literally said, so now, how much would it actually cost me for you to eat my shit? And instead of just running away, which I'm sure is the usual response, she actually thought about it and came up with $2 million, and then I just said that was too much. But that's when I knew that, I mean, she was all right. So we've been hanging out, and it's there. So I guess it kind of worked for
me.
Yeah, shit eating usually goes for around $100,000.
Yeah.
A pretty steep price there.
That's quite the first date question.
Will you eat my shit? Holding hands.
I offered money. It's not, you know.
So it's prostitution.
Yelling at her, will you eat my shit? Like in the park.
I said 1,000 because I've done it before. But
right.
And then I figured 1,000 is better than nothing.
Now, did you have in mind like directly coming out of your asshole, or like on a nice plate with a knife and fork, or I mean, what? How would that work?
Oh, God.
Well, when I when I went on detail, I said a nugget. I said she would have to chew it.
Ew.
Just a little nugget.
Like a little milk, like a little milk dud.
Like a pebble.
A little bigger than that, but yeah.
Nougat center.
On the topic of shit eating, you do you're working on a movie, right?
Yes.
Yes. And you plan on launching that through Kickstarter. You're going to fund the film project that way.
Hopefully.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, it literally came out of an exercise that we were supposed to do at school. We had to work a scene from Texas Chainsaw Massacre and just rework it without changing anything. But I thought that we were allowed to change the story. So I changed the story completely. And then when I came back to school, they told me that I couldn't do that at all. But then I showed what I had written to one of my friends who's a director of photography, and she really liked it, and she thought it would be good if we actually did it. So then I just expanded on the script, and I've gotten a couple of people together. We did auditions already, so we got on our actors, and we got a really cool house that we're shooting it on. We're just waiting, pretty much. We're thinking of doing it at the end of April.
Very cool.
But we're pretty much ready for that. Yeah, we just need the money, really.
Hmm. Yeah. So are you thinking like a short film? Are you going to do a feature length one? Because I read the script that you sent me, and it was obviously for a short film. But yeah, now that you're doing it outside of that, obviously you have more options to roll with.
Yeah, no, because for the – I don't have enough. I mean, I have a lot of things that I'm working on with school and outside of school already, so I don't have time to write a feature really. So it's going to be something about 10 minutes, something like that. It's a little bit longer than the last time you saw it, and I did fix a lot of the issues that – were there before, but no, it's short. I think for my first actual thing that I'm doing outside of schoolwork, short film is like the proper thing to do, not get too ambitious.
Right. Yeah, I did that, and I wound up losing $10,000. So
what the fuck did you do?
I tried to do a film about drug addicts, and it was going to be called Derelict Rex, and I had the bright idea of actually casting drug addicts. Yeah, that didn't pan out too well, obviously.
What did you pay them with?
I wasn't going to pay them anything, but just like buying all the equipment, getting like people who wanted to invest in the film involved, because at the time I had kind of a fling going on with this 39-year-old. Anyway.
How old were you?
I was like, about 20 at the time.
Oh, I thought you were going to say like 16.
No.
That would have just been
$10,000 at 16 years of age. No.
I don't know what your parents do, JMK. No.
Rich, that Asian woman.
Speaking of rich people, why don't we invite Brandy, who used to live in her car, to the chat.
You're adding shit, girl.
Now, Hans, are you familiar with Brandy? She goes by Shaq Balloon on Tumblr.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, you're about to be familiar with her.
Cool.
You should ask her your shit-eating question.
I shall. Okay. I'm not afraid of that answer. Maybe it's less than 1,000.
Great first.
Maybe we can start a Kickstarter to make money and have her shit. Eat shit, not shit. Shit.
I would get behind that.
How much would it take you to eat my shit? What? Oh, I'm sorry.
Like, what? Hello, like... hi, I'm Hans. Nice to meet you.
Like, that would suck if you said that to her and she didn't hear you, and you have to reiterate that. Eat my shit. How much would it cost?
She signed off while I was calling.
Oh, bitch.
All right, why don't we try Jack then? Jack is a radio show host.
Black
he hasn't been
era.
On. Yeah, he hasn't been on the show in a little while, and
he's busy fucking that broad.
Oh, shit.
Oh, she's back.
Oh, she hot?
Brand eye. She's I see.
I see.
That's my level of Spanish right there. I just know how to say, don't kill me.
Jack, welcome back to Shooting It. I have Hans on the line, who goes by Shut Up Mexicans on Tumblr. And, of course, Malkievich.
Hey, Hans. Hey, Mike. What's up?
Hey.
Yeah. Hey. Hi.
Hey, can you do us a favor and invite Brandy? Because she's not getting my invites.
Yeah, I don't know how
like
to do
what,
this.
Text her or like send a...
No, send a Skype invite.
All right, I'll try to figure this out. Hold on. I was just putting the that lotion on my tattoo like Rich Voss does.
Yeah. What is that tattoo even of?
It's the Imperial insignia from Star Wars.
Oh.
It looks like a snowflake.
Like, I have a couple tattoo ideas. Nothing, you know, as nerdy as this. I didn't even know you were that into Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. It's my favorite film.
Great.
Really?
Masterpiece.
What are your tattoo ideas, Mike?
Go ahead, Jamie.
I've got nothing. Yeah. I was just waiting for Mike to bomb.
Yeah. I know. I have to leave in 5 minutes too.
Yeah, he's got a stand-up gig tonight, so Mike will not be with us for very long. Hey, Brandy, welcome to Shooting It. Brandy.
Wow.
What?
Nah.
Oh no.
Brandy.
She in a garage? Is she in a car? Is she in an alleyway?
Anyway, we were talking about Hans's film. And Hans, why don't you just tell Jack about your upcoming feature?
Yeah.
This is a fucking mess, by the way.
From the start, when you forgot to start recording. Anyway, it's a horror revenge short film about this woman that is goes into a house asking for help, and then the guy is friendly, and then he stops being friendly, and then she stops being friendly, and then someone dies, and there's heads and blood and shit. So
I don't mean to interrupt, but Brandy, welcome back to Shooting It.
Mm-hmm. Oh God!
Well, that...
What the fuck? This utter silence.
Oh,
man. Probably hears us, and she's yelling, and we just don't hear her at all.
Mike, is that the thing that you hear after you tell a joke on stage?
They don't hear me at all. I do the really hacky. I tap on the microphone. Is this thing on? Is that the worst? Oh,
yeah,
my
joke bombs, and you pull your collar and be like, "Yeah, it's a tough crowd, huh?"
Oof, tonight you guys are rough. Now my favorite thing now is like I'll grab the mic and I'll wait until it gets. I'll just grab it and right in the beginning I'm like, "Grab your funny tickets, everybody! Here comes the chuckle train."
Now, when you mean everybody,
I mean the one man that's there.
I want to show up to one of your shows and just throw tomatoes at your face while you're on stage.
Please, you'll make it more live. Ow, this is a Shoot It podcast. Make sure you got your funny tickets.
Oh, my God. This is going to be a great 11-minute show.
What is it? What?
We should bring in another fucking author. Here, tell us about your book.
I've got a 50-year-old man who interviewed me. I can bring him in.
Awesome. Can I ask him my shit-eating question?
Yeah.
Will you eat my shit?
Great.
I'm Chris Hansen.
How do you know this 50-year-old man?
I just said he interviewed me.
It's fucking hot, dude.
I was trying to think of a pedophile joke, so I didn't hear that.
Speaking of pedophiles, my guest yesterday...
Oh, him! Oh,
yeah. Oh, Jesus. I don't know what to do with the show now because I was interviewing him and he was going on. Like, literally, in the middle of one where he was talking about fatherhood, he blurbed, "Oh, I'm obsessed with my boys' penises. I love my boys' penises," or something along those lines. And I was just like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" And Mike is just like, LOL. Like, he's laughing to my fucking emerald picture that I showed him. He doesn't even realize what's going on.
In the middle of, like, him talking, you just send me, like, an emerald picture. Like, him cooking. I was trying to hold in the lap so fucking hard. I, like, was, like, holding my nose, holding my neck, just to not make one noise that the microphone would pick up.
Holy shit. Was this an author? Who was this guy?
This was, this was a guy named Ben Tanzer, who wrote a couple of books.
Benny!
Yeah.
And, just right in the middle of the question, he decided to go ahead and profess his love for his son's penises.
The only thing I got out of that interview.
Wow, that's such a weird thing. Maybe it's a father thing.
I don't think he meant it in, like, a creepy way, but that's how it came across. I mean...
I don't think it comes across the other way, though.
The man doesn't like his son.
I think he just meant, like, he was concerned for his boys and the size of their dicks and how that'll affect them in life or whatever, but that's not how it came across.
He's a good dad.
That's kind of a weird thing to obsess about, though.
Yeah, he did use the word obsessed with. Okay. It's two words, but, yeah.
Draws them in his sleep.
Jamie,
yes.
Did you see Sexy Beast yet?
No, not yet. I'm going to watch that after we do the show. I don't understand the appeal of this movie. Hans, have you seen Sexy Beast? I know you're a film buff.
No.
No?
Wait, is that the...
Ben Kingsley is in that, right?
No, I was told to watch it, actually, before my film, but no, I haven't.
What about you, Mike?
What's up, dude? Nah. I'm gonna be like a stoner.
Is your friend Matt Pascal on Skype right now?
No, he's at the Boneyard waiting for my stupid ass.
Well, we need someone to take your place, so you need to offer up a new correspondent while you're away.
We should get Dylan. Where is he? Or what?
Dylan's. I don't know where Dylan is.
What was that stupid text he sent? I can't make it. And then you're like,
sincere apologies, guys.
Oh, God, that's stupid. Sincere apologies. It's like when, like, a guy is hitting It's like when a guy's hitting on a chick, he's like, "M'lady."
Is he 17?
Excuse me, m'lady.
I thought he was 17.
Yeah, he wrote, "Yikes, something came up last night, gang. Afraid I won't be able to make it this go around. Next time, gang, I apologize."
He's trying to be fucking Colin. It just pissed me off. Hey, gang.
And then he followed that up with "sincere apologies" with an exclamation point.
"Sincere apologies!" He's yelling it.
Why don't we invite Greg Pepe back?
Who the fuck is that?
Is that the guy that sounds like he's in a cave? Like very, very.
He contributed Static on the last show.
Yeah, guys, shit, dude. Well, that really, like, you know, like after nap breath, like phlegm in your throat. That's what I feel right now.
This episode is in shambles.
Nah, it's fine. The listeners want this. They need this. They love hearing my voice.
Yeah.
Jack, did you ever invite Brandy?
I don't know how to do. I'm on iPad. I can't do that.
iPad.
You gotta.
I might be able to actually. Just hang tight. Hold on. I might be able to.
Alrighty.
You gotta send her a letter.
Hello.
Brandy, hey. Welcome to Shooting It. Finally. God damn.
Brandy.
Hey.
And look at the time. 7:30. I gotta go.
All right, bye, Mike.
How awfully coincidental.
That was really coincidental. That was not set up.
Mike actually sent me a text 2 minutes ago saying, as soon as Brandy comes
on.
He sent two texts. He wrote, "Is that cool?"
No, so. You're the biggest fucking instigator. You're the worst instigator on that fucking website.
Send me a text, too. It's reblog my selfie. He's been asking me to reblog his selfie.
He asked me on the last show to reblog it, too.
I'm trying to get...
He wants me to reblog it to that lit site.
Badgering people with reblogs of his selfies. I'm trying to keep an image of a straight man here, and he's just badgering me.
I'll just ask people with like 50 followers, yo, reblog that selfie. All right.
He's bragging about the notes.
Yeah, I know.
He's up to like 80 now, so.
80.
Brandy, will you reblog his selfie?
No.
I'll think about it.
I gotta go. It's been fun to talking to you in degenerates. Amy, good evening. Jack, good evening. Brandy, good afternoon.
Sorry I scared you away.
No, what's that? No,
but honestly, Brandy, yeah, he did send those texts.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I did not. All right,
and Anthony Kumi is dead.
Yeah, apparently Anthony's dead too, Jamie.
That was a lie, what I told you about Mike.
Yeah, I figured out that it was a lie on account of he's on the show.
You know how obsessed she is with him, and you're like, oh, yeah, like, he's dead. He died. He, like, crushed her only dream.
No, it wasn't even scary because of that. It was scary because I was half asleep. We've already talked about this.
Hans, I thought you had a question for Brandy.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. And Hans, Evita Zhang, goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
All right.
Bye. Get out of here. Shoo. And that was Mike Malkievich. He is officially out. We are down to four people. Now, Hans and Brandy, you two have never chat before. So, yeah.
I love connection.
Oh, right.
By the way, Anthony's a really nice guy. Really nice.
Oh, yeah. Jack has met Opie and Anthony. Well, not Opie. He kind of harassed him from afar.
Well, I did afterwards. I did. He was polite. He was tired, though. Opie was pretty tired.
He looked really annoyed by you yelling at him.
Well, yeah, probably.
I feel like when people say like, "Oh, blah 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 is a nice guy," it's just a way to drop a name.
Yeah, like, that's what I was doing right there, because I know Brandy was just talking about how she wants his Dago dick, and I wanted to just say, "Oh yeah, I just want to remind her that I met him."
Did you talk to Anthony after you recorded him?
Before? No, just before.
Is this a podcast?
Who's that?
Jackson is underwear.
Is that Frank?
It certainly is.
Yes, sir.
Get Frank on this fucking show. I demand it.
All right. Frank, come in here.
Stop, cock. Stop, cock.
Yeah, I want to bring some topics.
Yeah.
Frank, what's going on in your life?
You know, same thing. Sitting around getting fatter.
It's a little depressing. I mean.
Cool.
I don't know. It's spring break. Sticking around, getting drunk, doing nothing.
Dicking around. How many cocks have you seen in person?
Can I give you like an approximation? I really keep track.
Sure, go ahead.
-0.
I'm going to add a laugh track.
Great.
I don't think this was a good idea. Get Frank out of here, please.
Bye, Frank.
Wait, you don't think this was a good idea?
Yeah.
So, Hans, why don't you tell us a little bit about your movie?
It's going to be a 10-minute short about a girl that asks for help to a really nice-looking man, and then a nice-looking man tries to kill her.
It is the story of a girl.
So that happens, and then shit happens, and there's horror, there's blood, and dialogue and stuff.
I'm intrigued.
Should you talk about Belle Knox?
Oh, Belle, what is there to talk about?
Randy can't stand her.
I didn't think she was bad, aside from all like the white privilege and male privilege talk.
Okay, what was good?
She sucks cock.
Guys are so simple.
A lot of people do. It's actually so sad. It's so sad and disappointing.
Let's talk about this. Randy, what was wrong with Belle Knox? What did you hate about her?
She just babbled about stuff that she didn't know anything about, and her arrogance made it that much worse. She was Tumblr personified. It was
no,
awful.
She was not Tumblr personified. No, that is a huge stretch.
She is a pop star with a huge ego and like a whole bunch of feminist standpoints. So.
That facial views video, though, it's pretty funny.
I never watched that.
I watched it the other night. I watched it, like, the day before she started talking about it. I was like, wow.
There's a video on eFucked where they edited the best parts of it. Pretty good.
A hypocrite, honestly.
Wait, why?
You don't see that as hypocritical?
I gotta see this.
Go to eFucked. All
right. Well, I mean, like, I don't really see it as a huge issue. I mean, I don't know anything about feminism. I don't even know why I'm talking about it, but... Yeah, I don't know. I'm babbling, excuse me.
I just don't understand how you could... They always try to make it like that's so liberating for a woman. It's just degrading. That's what it is. That's why they make it, because it's degrading. So I don't understand why her participating in that, how that could not be hypocritical to being a feminist.
But wasn't that one of her first videos, though? Maybe she started with the whole feminist thing after that.
I know, but she...
actually watching it.
And that's the facial abuse thing that she was talking about. Like, they fucking smack the girls, like, until they cry and make them puke and then eat the puke.
How is that sexy?
that fucked up blowjob shit they're talking about on ONA?
Frank came in my room. He's here now. He's with us.
Fucking Belle Knox? What are you talking about? That fucking annoying cunt?
Frank...
Thank you.
Yeah. Don't agree with him.
Frank is the Marion. Frank is the Marion to Jack Die.
I don't want to be Die.
Well, Frank made you the Die, so you can thank him for that.
I fucking saved an interview.
How are you?
So, on that note, Jack, do you have any plugs?
CaseyAnthonyOfficial.tumblr.com. Also, you can listen to The Flip Side Thursday nights on the Wiki 1025. I think that's it. I think we're good.
Shut Up Mexicans on Tumblr. And,
that's who you are. I asked Jamie like 3 times who you
and
were.
And I told you.
And I got no
literally, I've been telling you all week. I said, Hans, brackets, Shut Up Mexicans will be on the show this Friday. Sorry about that, Hans. Do you have any plugs?
The site is not up yet. We just shot the promo video yesterday. So I guess not yet. But just the Tumblr for now, I guess.
Great. And you can buy my book, Disorderly, on Amazon. Just search Disorderly. And you can follow me on Twitter at Jamie Corrales. There are no mistakes in that book. Everything is intentional. And, that's the end of the show.
What about the comic?
Oh, right. You can contribute money toward my Kickstarter for The Extractor. Right now we hit the 56% mark. And, give me your cash. And, I don't know, anybody have any parting words?
I didn't say nigger last time. I did not say nigger.
Everybody at once. Everybody at once.
You know, Brandy, I think we should have a segment with you from now on. Just do man on the street interviews, since you're in your car.
Or just interview the homeless people that you give money to.
You should let that silence sit there.
Yeah, that's what I'll do in my segment. I'll ask people questions and then I'll just sit there in silence.
I need to euthanize this show.
Sounds like a good idea.
That's been Shooting It for this week. So long, folks. What a fucking disaster that was. Oh my god.
What a
3501250.
If you enjoyed this episode of Shooting It, please go to the iTunes store to rate and subscribe. Tune in next week for an interview with director Greg Golding. I was there in the backstage when there's like him around. I grew up